Are we up and operational? All right.
We are operational.
Okay, so it's 6 o'clock, and I'll call the Monday, May 23rd meeting of the Plan Commission to order. Roll call. James Wheeler.
Here.
Heather's excused. Elizabeth Cody.
Here.
Donna Capuchano Simmons.
Here.
Matthew Honnold.
Here.
Mr. LaFave is here, and Sarah's excused. Number one on the agenda, or number two on the agenda, is the election of a chair. Do I have any nominations for that position?
I nominate Heather.
Okay, we have a nomination of Heather. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other nominations for a chair? Any other nominations for a chair? Hearing none, I'll close the nomination process out and take a vote for the election of Heather as a new chair for the Plan Commission. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? None. Congratulations.
Heather.
Yeah. Having said that, number three, election of a vice chair. Do I have a nomination for vice chair?
I nominate James.
You're nominating James. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any other nominations for vice chair? Do we have any more nominations for vice chair? If none, all in favor of electing James Wheeler as vice chair? A motion of aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Congratulations, James.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I would assume since Heather's not here,
that means I take over.
The vice chair should take over. The meeting is yours.
Thank you. Okay, number four. Modify, adopt the agenda. Just in case. Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Number five, minutes from March 28th, 2022. Any modifications? Motion to approve.
Make a motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Number six, announcements. Oh, sorry. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Announcements. Trevor?
We do have a new member, Patrick Normoyle. He will serve as our alternate. We do have two other alternate positions open if you know any friends or family. And then Becky Nyberg, who was on our planning commission, she resigned to fill a position, a paid position we had in the village. She's our new neighborhood compliance inspector. And then the last two things, event-wise, we have Movies in the Park, or the first Movies in the Park is June 10th, down in Green Isle Park, that begins at sunset. And then June 16th at Green Isle Park from 4 to 8 is Peaches and Pints. So bring your dogs and enjoy a pint.
Anybody else? Moving on, number seven, public appearances. I assume we don't have any public appearances. Number eight, action regarding American Rescue Plan Act of 2021.
not much has changed from March when we discussed this. From the March meeting, I included the list that we discussed. The village board did review a list at the last meeting. They would like a ranked list from us. And my original understanding was the board wanted projects that could fit within the allocated amount that we have. But what other departments were doing is just providing a ranked list. And a lot of those projects exceeded the $1.3 million that we were originally given. So I think I was hoping, if not tonight, if you could email me over the next week or so, maybe your ranked list that I could provide to the board.
James, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Having sat on the Public Works meeting and looking at their list, obviously a lot of their list is specifically Public Works type stuff. When I look at this list, it looks like Public Works type stuff. Is there, I mean, how best can I say it? Does it make sense for us to recommend this if it's not really related to plan commission things?
If you had alternate lists or suggestions, we would welcome that. But I think if we have overlap, I think that would show to the village board the importance of that project.
Okay, I guess. I mean, I agree with you. I'm just... If I was to look at this list, are there certain things on here that I would rate as high for the plan commission versus high for the community? And I don't really see a lot of stuff that's on here that's plan commission type stuff.
No.
So I guess it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because it'd be kind of hard to quantify for us, short of hire and say we want to spend $50,000 hiring a consultant to come in and do something that we're not already doing.
Sure.
Would be difficult. So
all the stuff that was brought up at Public Works, is that over and above what they would normally do?
No, I think it's a combination of things that they would normally do because they want some money to do it quicker, or they want to use it to fund, to get state or federal funds because that's their share.
Matching, okay.
Or it's something that they would not normally do, mm-hmm. So they would not normally, or it would have to go in a budget, and they know the chances of getting it in the budget would probably be pretty slim because of the amount of dollars.
Yeah, okay.
I've just been struggling with this from a standpoint that it's not what I would consider plan commission items, but I guess that's best we can do. There are some that are close, I guess, like the creation of a housing rehabilitation assistance fund, maybe that, because it relates to housing, but the rest of them, I'm not sure. So I was just curious.
Yeah.
So.
Sure. Well, like what about improved access to the, anything that has to do with, I guess, improvements?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, maybe vaguely falls under our commission somewhere.
Right. Okay.
So then who would look at things for the village overall? The board?
Yeah, I think the village board's going to.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, the village board would like to compile a list, and then I don't know if they're hoping to have maybe a list of 10 that they compile and then put that out to the public for maybe some additional input.
Okay. So they're looking for suggestions on things for overall also, not just necessarily plan commission.
Right.
Any other questions or comments? not, then we'll move on. Number 9, action regarding approval of comprehensive plan contract agreement with Brown County Planning Commission.
So I included in the packet the contract to begin work with Brown County for the rewrite of their comp plan. Work would hope to begin after approval of this contract. We hope to begin in the summer. If the Planning Commission recommended approval tonight, it goes to the Village Board on June 7th. It is going to Brown County Planning Commission on June 1st. So, assuming all parties agree, it'll be signed, and there you go.
Okay, so then it would start after the board approval. Yeah, because there wasn't the date, the beginning date in here was confusing to me.
Okay.
Because it goes something about, I gotta find it, the term. Last date of the last execution and shall continue until December 31st, 2023. I don't know what the date of the last execution is.
So, when I spoke with Brown County, their board will approve it on June 1st, contingent on our board approving it.
Okay.
So then June 7th would likely be when our board executes it.
Okay. So we don't have an actual date when they would actually start, other than when it's approved.
Right. Likely June 8th would be the day of the first day of the contract. But as far as when they would actually start the work, we haven't lined that up yet.
Okay.
We're discussing maybe having an initial meeting in July, but not necessarily a public meeting, just kind of figure out what the next steps are.
Okay. We don't owe them any money until the end of the year anyway.
Right. The other component to this that I would like the Planning Commission to be thinking about is how we would like to review and go through the process with Compton. We would like to do that as a full committee, and I could bring updates to the Planning Commission monthly. There might be an additional meeting here or there. Or would the Planning Commission prefer a subcommittee, or even creating the creation of an ad hoc committee specific to the comp plan update? But I don't think that's not anything I need action on tonight, but just something to be considering that I'll bring back likely next month to the Planning Commission to make a decision.
I think it would be beneficial for everybody to be involved.
Okay. I do like that thought too. I mean, mm-hmm. Everyone here is most familiar with concepts, so.
Mm-hmm. Could be scheduled during our regular meeting unless we have a whole list of other things we have to cover.
I agree.
You mean like have it on the agenda every time and then discuss it as the commission, or have a committee that's separate?
No, as a commission.
Sure.
Yeah, there aren't that many of us. I mean, if we took two people and said, okay, you know, you're going to do the plan, then the rest of us are out of the plan, and if someone asks us, being on the plan commission, what we're doing on the comprehensive plan, if we don't know, I mean, doesn't make us look very good. I don't think so.
Right.
We should all be involved in it. That's just my opinion.
I think probably so.
And what we can do is we can different public input meetings throughout the process for specific stakeholders who we would like input from.
Are they working with DePere too, or any other village?
I'm not sure. I don't know whether. I do know they have a full workload right now. But I'm not sure whether it's due.
So assuming this is their standard contract, then what you're looking for is a motion to recommend approval.
Yep.
Yes, the only change would be on page 5 of the contract, which is the typo. Right here on Devin's email, there's an extra period between county and WI. That should be removed. But yes, it is their statement. Our attorney had really minor suggestions, and they incorporated those.
Any further questions, comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve the agreement as presented with the suggested or proposed change, correction.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 10, action regarding meeting time and schedule for the Plan Commission. So right now we're meeting at 6 every fourth Monday.
Yes, and this was something that a colleague of mine does in another community just every month or every year when they elect the new chairs. Just bring it up to the committee. Does the state work for you? Does this town work for you? Frequency? You know. I've had it in my calendar since I started here 9 years ago, so. It's never changed, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have to, or it can't. So it's always want to be condescending to, you know, schedules change, people's lives change. So it is accommodating if possible. So if there's a desire to change the time and schedule, we can discuss that. If not, keep it as is.
It's fine with me.
Okay. Do we need to have a motion for that, or just
maybe?
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to leave the time and I guess date every month.
I'll make a motion to keep the time and date as we have today.
And second.
6 p.m. every fourth Monday.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed. Number 11, annual site tour. Trevor, do we have a date, I guess?
Yes, I was hoping, and this is coming up June 6th at 5:30. That works very well.
June 6th. We'll send out an email.
Yes. We'll be back to Monday.
Mm-hmm.
vacations, I was thinking that we could head up and just observe or walk real quick the McDonald's and the where the new apartments will go. They are likely to demo that site, not in June, for sure, July.
Gotcha.
And then from there, I thought we could go north and walk the Derby development area.
Oh, where the daycare is?
Correct, yes. And the other projects to consider would be the apartments down by on Riverside Drive, down by St. Gary's. That's completed. The Old River condos, kind of across the street, those are completed. And then maybe another one to consider would be the old community center building. Let's see if we could take a walk through that. But I think we've always discussed ending up at St. Baldy and kind of taking a look at how that tap room functions.
That might be better. That might be better the first stop.
Then we'd never get out of there, right?
So I think it might be challenged to get all those projects in, but are there a strong desire from the committee to visit any one of those sites? Or a strong desire not to? Okay. Well, when I put together an email to the group, just sending out the date, I will include a tentative schedule, and you can just go from there.
Okay. Number 12, report discussion regarding village projects and properties update.
Well, like I mentioned, the redevelopment site for St. Joseph and Webster Play Apartments, that is, just had a development meeting today, kind of wrap up some loose ends. So we're looking at having that voting raised in July at the latest, and then work to begin in August. And then road projects, there are a lot of road projects going on right now throughout the village, and I believe most of those should be wrapped up sometime in June. And then there's a 14-inch water main break that they're repairing at the corner of Webster and 172.
I saw that.
And so that was a mess this winter. And then on top of that, there's quite a few contractors around the village upgrading different utilities. So WPS is upgrading a lot of their utilities. AT&T is upgrading their overhead utilities. And then TDS is coming into the village and their goal is ultimately to have underground fiber optic to every home in the village. So they began work, I believe, this week or today down by LeBron East River area. That's going to be their first area. I think they have 12 different phases in their schedule. So.
Trevor, I realize this isn't the Parks Department, but I saw that all the ash trees that have taken a turn for the worst have been marked. Do we have a tentative timeline as to when they're going to be cut?
I want to say they want to finish those this year. They think they had a two-year project with that. And I think they did half of them last year, and then they're doing the other half this year. lot of stumps last year were being saved for this year, so those should be renewed. And then along with that, every property owner that has a pasture removed is going to be option to replant a new tree. So forget the total number, but it's quite a bit.
What are they using the wood for? Anything?
I don't know. Good question.
I don't know if they can. They probably burn it here for firewood, but I don't know if you can go anywhere.
Yeah, it's a good fireplace.
Well, except I think it may spread, but it's probably too late now anyway for spreading.
The forester said that he didn't think there's any county bans anymore because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Where do they take it? Are they just taking it to the Yardway site on LeBron, or are they taking it somewhere else?
They take it to LeBron, and then they make wood chips out of it.
Get your chainsaw and your splitter and way you go. Head over.
And we have
firewood.
We have 100 acres in Florence County that we're going to log, and we walk with the logger, and the trees don't have the ash borer yet, and so he was talking about it, how it's not too far away, and we'll get everything cut out of here before it's so it can be used. Yeah, so it's not quite in Florence County, but it's close.
Our forester did say that there is the difference between the white ash and the purple ash. The purple ash seems to fare better against the arrow ash borer. Not completely immune, but they're not completely wiped out either. So, pretty interesting. Don't ask me to point out which one's
I didn't even know there was a purple.
I didn't either. Yeah, you're way ahead of me. I have no idea.
An ash is an ash is an ash.
Does anybody else got anything? Moving on, let's see. Number 13, next meeting date and future agenda items.
So I think the site tour would be June 6th, but I think our next regular meeting would be June 27th, 6 p.m. I can see if Devin from Rock County would be able to attend that meeting and give us a summary of scope of work and schedule.
Okay. If not, we'll move on. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.